Welcome to CutterTap.com and thank you for supporting Deaddraw Gaming. My name is Andy Hyun, and I'll be presenting Judge Path Repeat, a guide to Arceus Giratina V-Star. This article was authored by Christian Labella and published on August 9th, 2023. At the bottom of the written article, you can find a text version of the decklist featured in this article, exportable to Pokemon TCG Live. Recently in the online tournament scene, Giratina V-Star has become very popular in both the Lost Zone and Arceus versions of the deck. In this article, I will be going over Arceus Giratina and its matchup spread across the standard meta to find out if it is a good play for the World Championships. Arceus Giratina V-Star has been gaining a lot of popularity because of its very straightforward and simple game plan. Play Judge with Path to the Peak, and hope your opponent bricks while you do huge amounts of damage with Giratina V-Star's Lost Impact attack. Here is a very standard list that many people have been using. Decklist for Arceus Giratina V-Star. The Pokemon are 4 Arceus V, 3 Arceus V-Star, 2 Giratina V, 2 Giratina V-Star, 2 Bidoof Crown Zenith, 2 Bibarel, 1 Squovet, and 1 Spiritomb Paldea Evolved. The supporters are 4 Judge, 4 Boss's Orders, 3 Iono, 1 Raihan, and 1 Professor's Research. The items are 4 Ultra Ball, 4 Nest Ball, 1 Escape Rope, and 1 Switch. The tool cards are 1 Choice Belt and 1 Cleansing Gloves, the stadiums are 4 Path to the Peak, and the energy cards are 4 Grass, 4 Psychic, 4 Double Turbo, 1 V-Guard, and 1 Jet. On top of the constant Judge Path spam, there is also a Bibarel and Squovet draw engine to the deck to help find the cards you need to disrupt your opponent. Since you play heavy counts of almost all of your supporter cards, it makes it very likely to pull off a Judge Path combo or just simply find a Boss's Orders without having to use your Starbirth V-Star ability. Matchups. Arceus Giratina has a very strong matchup spread into the standard meta right now. You have solid matchups against the two most popular decks, Gardevoir EX and Lost Zone Tina, and relatively close matchups against the rest of the meta. The Lost Zone Giratina matchup should be pretty favored, since Arceus Giratina usually plays 1-2 V-Guard energies. V-Guard can really swing this matchup, since Giratina V-Star can only one-hit KO your Pokemon Vs in play with V-Guard attached by using their Star Requiem V-Star attack. On top of all that, Lost Zone Giratina can be a very inconsistent deck at times that can very likely fall to a simple Judge Path combination in the early game. Lost Zone Giratina also often depends on a strong late-game Roxanne Iono play to close out the game. However, since Arceus Giratina plays Bibarel and Squovet, it makes it very unlikely that you whiff the cards you need to win. The Gardevoir EX matchup is about even depending on how well they can draw out of an early Judge Path combo. If the early Judge Path is able to slow down their start, the 4 boss really comes in handy, so you can start taking early prizes off of their Kirlias and Ralts in play. It can also be very difficult for Gardevoir to be able to find a path counter after their hand keeps getting disrupted every turn with Judges and Ionos, especially in the late game. However, if they are able to find a stadium counter and attacker every turn, it could be very difficult for Arceus Giratina V-Star to win the game. The Lugia V-Star matchup is favored, since the deck can easily fail to set up off of a simple Judge Path. Even though Spiritomb is usually a Mew VMAX counter, it is super effective in this matchup since it shuts off your opponent's Luminion V, which is one of the main cards that helps Lugia not brick every game. However, if Lugia does manage to draw out of Spiritomb at Judge Path and gets 2 Archeops down on the board, you kind of just lose the game since it's very difficult for Giratina to deal with Lugia taking 2 prize cards every turn with Tyranitar V or Urshifu VMAX. The Rapid Strike Urshifu Inteleon matchup is very unfavored since you cannot one-hit KO any of their Pokemon VMAX even with Choice Belt. On top of that, their Urshifu VMAX is able to take quick knockouts on your Arceus Vs to make you fall behind in the prize race. Your main goal in this matchup is to use Boss's Orders to knock out their Octillery, then follow it with a Judge Path combination the next turn. Knocking out Octillery means they do not have a consistent way to search for their Tower of Waters to bump your path to the peak. Not being able to have a Stadium bump is very crucial in this matchup, since it means that there will be no double gunners happening on that turn, and it also means they are not able to easily get their Urshifu VMAX and other Rapid Strike Pokemon out of the active position. The Mew VMAX matchup comes down to one thing. Do you play Spiritomb? Spiritomb makes the matchup favorable, but without it, Path to the Peak is simply not enough to stop them, since they are playing multiple Lost Vacuums, multiple Forest Seal Stones, and multiple Stadium counters such as Lost City. With a Spiritomb in play, it limits their outs down to either putting Fusion Strike energies on the Genesect V, or they knock out the Spiritomb with either a Boss's Orders, Technoblast knockout, or an Ice Cube Block Slider knockout. Either way, this is good, since by killing the Spiritomb, they are leaving your Arceus V and Giratina V undamaged, making it super difficult to knock out down the line if you are able to attach a V-Guard energy. The Qianpao EX matchup is very close, as it usually comes down to whether Qianpao can draw out of Iono Path. Qianpao is also a very fragile deck, where four copies of Boss's Orders in Arceus Giratina can be very effective by constantly knocking out their Baxcalibers and Frigibax. However, in some cases it could be better to knock out their Bidoof or Bibarel, since it would make the odds of Qianpao bricking off of an Iono Judge Path much higher, because all of their other abilities, such as Shivery Chill, Concealed Cards, and Starbirth, would be turned off by Path to the Peak, making it very difficult to get energies in play. The Arceus Duraludon Umbreon matchup is favored for Arceus Giratina. Giratina V-Star is able to one-hit KO an opposing Arceus V-Star, making you lead in the prize trade. On top of that, there is no threat of your opponent getting a return knockout back onto your Giratina V-Star. Another huge factor in the matchup is if Arceus Duraludon Umbreon can survive an early Judge Path. In most scenarios, it can be difficult for Arceus Duraludon Umbreon to function after getting hit with a Judge Path, since they have random, limited cards in their hand. Plus, their abilities such as Luminous Sign and Starbirth are shut off, making it harder to search out and draw the cards they need, such as Double Turbo Energy, a Draw Supporter, and potentially a Switch card. However, the tables could flip if they are able to put Path to the Peak in play first, since Arceus Giratina usually plays no Stadium counters, meaning they will not be able to use Starbirth for the entire game. To sum it up, Arceus Giratina V-Star is a very simple and very accessible deck with a very decent matchup spread, and the main goal is to judge and path your opponent in hopes that it slows them down too much for them to catch up. I highly recommend this deck if you are new to the game, and I believe that it is a great play for the World Championships this year.